Chapter 18, Vibrational Relativity Regarding My World. The following are some examples of the vibrational relativity between the common desires and the beliefs that we see in many people regarding their world. First, we'll state a common desire that many people hold regarding the world, and then we'll list a series of common beliefs about that desire, and next, in brackets following those beliefs, we'll indicate the degree of vibrational compatibility. For any desire to be realized by you, or before anything can manifest in your life experience, there must be vibrational compatibility between your desires and your beliefs. As we go down each of the following lists, notice the feeling of the lessening of resistance or the improvement of the vibrational relationship between the stated desire and the commonly associated belief. Desire: I want the world to be a happier place. Belief: there's so much suffering in the world. This belief is vibrationally incompatible with the stated desire. Belief: I've lived quite a good life. This belief is vibrationally more compatible with the stated desire. Belief: look how happy that little girl is. This belief is even more vibrationally compatible with the desire, I want the world to be a happier place. Another desire: I want the people of the world to get along with one another. Belief: it seems as if there are so many conflicts and wars happening today. This belief is vibrationally incompatible with the stated desire. Belief: not all people are involved in conflicts. Now, this belief is vibrationally more compatible with the desire. Belief: there are many people around the world who are living in joy. Now, this belief is even more vibrationally compatible with the desire, I want the people of the world to get along with one another. Another desire: I want the world to be a safe place. Belief: what if something catastrophic like an earthquake, tidal wave, or a nuclear explosion disrupts the well-being of our planet? This belief is vibrationally incompatible with the stated desire. Belief: we've long lived with the threats of those occurrences, as well as the reality of them, and we continue not only to exist, but to thrive. This belief is vibrationally more compatible with the desire. Belief: the well-being of this planet certainly does appear to be dominant. This belief is even more vibrationally compatible with the desire of, I want the world to be a safe place. Another desire: I want the world to be a healthy place. Belief: there are so many things in the world today that threaten our health. This belief is vibrationally incompatible with the stated desire. Belief: while some places seem truly toxic, there are many that are really thriving. This belief is vibrationally more compatible with the desire. Belief: our planet has tremendous regenerating capabilities. This belief is even more vibrationally compatible with the desire of, I want the world to be a healthy place. Another desire: I want to experience more of this world. Belief: this world is so vast, and I'm experiencing such a small part of it, I feel like I'm missing out on so much. This belief is vibrationally incompatible with the stated desire. Belief: technology makes the world so much more accessible. I can see places and gather information about them before I visit them personally. This belief is vibrationally more compatible with the desire. Belief: I love exploring my world. I'm going to start paying more attention wherever I am. This belief is even more vibrationally compatible with the desire of, I want to experience more of this world. In earlier times, before the technology of your planet gave you the ability to see what's happening in every village or city on your planet, it was possible to observe those around you and, for the most part, maintain your awareness of well-being. But in these modern times, with so much emphasis placed on pockets of unrest, war, and natural calamities, your observation of your world, through the negatively slanted view of your news media, gives you an enormously distorted perspective of the well-being of your planet. Nothing fosters your perception of your lack of empowerment more than the constant graphic reminders of tragedies occurring that you have no personal involvement in or the power to change. It is our desire that you come to understand that those things are not your work. Your work is to tend to your own energy balance, and when you do, your world will come into perfect alignment.